For Danielle, my one person, I wouldn't be who and where I am without you. All of the really successful people I know have a really strong action bias. They just do things. Naval Ravikant. An Introduction to Zero to Sold. Many people dream of having a business that makes money for them while they sleep. Yet most people never turn that dream into reality. Life gets in the way, they say, and they aren't cut out to be a business owner anyway. I believe differently. I think that everyone can be an entrepreneur and create a sustainable business that will allow them to live a life of freedom and financial independence. It will require some sacrifice, as building a business will take a lot of work and time. But it will lead to a life of control, a life of choice, and a life of opportunity. Zero to Sold will show you what the life of a bootstrap founder will look like. It will teach you how to fill all the roles required to run a business and what you need to get done in each stage of your bootstrapped company's evolution. No matter if you're just starting to think about being an entrepreneur, are in the middle of running a bootstrap company, or are a seasoned founder, you will find useful strategies, thought-provoking anecdotes, and insightful concepts in this guide. Zero to Sold will focus on examples from the software-as-a-service ecosystem, as this is my area of expertise. Most advice will be applicable to non-software businesses, too. While this is a guide, a manual, and a compendium, in the end, you are the agent of your own success. Carefully reflect if the advice in this book applies to your business. Read and learn as much as you can, but treat all guidance and direction as anecdotal. You will have to find your own combination of strategies and tactics. Zero to Sold will help you get there. On Bootstrapping, the Feedback Panda Story. I wrote Zero to Sold because I've been through starting multiple bootstrap businesses, growing a few, and selling one of them. Allow me to share the story of the one I sold. Within 2 years, I co-founded, ran, grew, and finally sold a software-as-a-service business called Feedback Panda, a productivity tool for online English teachers. What many don't realize is that this was an overnight success many years in the making. Feedback Panda wasn't my first rodeo. I've been part of many internet businesses before, and I've had my fair share of failures. I was in businesses where we never finished building the product. I co-founded startups that fizzled out because we didn't know how to market our service. I've been involved in companies that didn't find a way to monetize their popular products, only to pivot to something completely different after many years of trying to make it work. I'll be sharing my experiences from both Feedback Panda and the not-so-successful startups in this book, as I believe you can learn the most at the intersection of experience and knowledge. So I will provide you with both. Feedback Panda, the business that changed my life, was a service born out of necessity. It was a product that solved one critical problem for a well-defined audience that allowed me to experience and learn the things that I have compiled into this book. Feedback Panda was a collaborative effort between me and my girlfriend, Danielle Simpson, who was an online English teacher at the time. We bootstrapped the business from day one, and when we sold it for what I would call a life-changing amount of money, the monthly recurring revenue, MRR, of Feedback Panda had just reached $55,000. Within 2 years, we had built a niche service from a proof of concept into a thriving business that was attractive enough for a private equity firm to take it off our hands. So where did this all start? It started with a leg injury. In early 2017, Danielle suffered an injury that meant she couldn't leave the house for a while. For a trained opera singer like her, that made regular work impossible. You can't invite an audience of hundreds into your living room for a concert. Danielle started looking for work she could do from home, and she found something interesting. A wave of Chinese companies had emerged that recruited native English speakers to teach English as a second language to Chinese students. She tried it out and was hooked immediately. It was a fun job, it could be done using just a laptop, and the pay was all right. Shortly after, she found that there were several large online communities of teachers who taught for various Chinese companies. Danielle joined those online social media groups and forums and started hanging out with her virtual colleagues that numbered in the thousands at that point. A few weeks into teaching on a full-time schedule, she noticed things that started as nuisances but quickly became painful problems. The teaching part of her job was